Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, March 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Concerns over the latest COVID-19 outbreak in China pulled down tech stocks. The tech-heavy Nasdaq fell 262 points, or 2%. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 closed down 31 points, or 0.7%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished roughly flat at 32,945. Shares of Apple, whose key supplier in Shenzhen has been disrupted by the outbreak, fell 2.7%. Amazon was down 2.5%, and Alphabet, the parent of Google, was down about 3%. Investors are also concerned that COVID-related lockdowns in China could hurt oil demand. Futures for Brent crude, the international benchmark, fell 5.1% to $106.90 a barrel. Elsewhere in commodity markets, nickel trading remained suspended on the London Metal Exchange, which stopped the market last week to contain a huge run-up in prices. And mining giant Rio Tinto fell 4.6% after it offered to pay roughly $2.7 billion to buy up minority shareholders in Canada's Turquoise Hill Resources, which controls a giant copper mining operation in Mongolia. Turquoise Hill shares jumped 32%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.